Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Here's Randy.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here another week, and especially this week. We have so much going on, and I'll tell you, we're used to working virtually, have been doing it for 20 years, and I'll tell you, so many people right now around the world are working virtually due to this coronavirus, and it's a godsend to be able to do that. It really is. So much is going on, and no one expected this. Randy Zachary, who I adore, Randy's, that's who you heard talking in the beginning, and Randy used to co-host with me in the show, and he's now with Family Radio, and he's been in radio, oh my gosh, I think almost 40 years, such a pro. He's with Family Radio. He's going to join us today and on how to survive this epidemic. None of us expected this. So much will have changed once we go through this. This is, for those of you who have been through, I don't think any of us have been through this. Some people, older people have been through the wars and a lot of other things, but many of us, you know, all of us have been through certain trials and tribulations, and when you come out on the other side, things look different. We get stronger. We're tested. This one is a doozy for our time, in our time. And I believe so much will have changed once we've gotten through this in many ways. We're not going to be the same, and a lot of good will come out of it, but we need to survive it as well right now. We must stay strong, have faith, and keep moving forward. Randy Zachary, now with Family Radio, is going to share it all and tell us what we can do to assist and how you can help also. So without further ado, hey, Randy.
Share it all. I'll share it all, whatever all is. I was scrolling right now online, and I just saw a great quote. It says, "Be an encourager. The world already has plenty of critics."
That's oh, I so love good. It. It's so true.
Be an encourager. You know, we're just always... I think a lot of us are obviously complaining these days. I mean, you know, so much of our world has changed in 3 months, and it's just weird to be in the springtime and no baseball. That's just strange. And then, you know, to watch the stock market just collapse before our very eyes, it can be frightening, you know. It can be it can just be a lot of things. It can be political, and we know that it is both ways. I think you know, we can go down several paths here, and there's evil involved, and you know, we're people of faith, and we always, it's hard to have a conversation about this without, you know, some of our faith being in the mix. And you and I were talking just before we went on that it's both. It's evil, and it's, you know, and it's God allowing evil. And a lot of people go, well, how can a loving God allow all these people to die? And that's a question for somebody above my pay grade. All we know is that God is loving, that God sometimes brings sickness, sometimes brings a lot of things for our benefit as a mercy. And that's hard to believe, hard to understand, hard to wrap our brains around. But he's a good father, and he won't allow... This is something that I know is true just because I'm now old and I've seen it to be true. I mean, people used to tell me, and now I know that nothing can happen to us. Those of us, you know, who are God chasers, who are Christ followers, those of us who are in Christ, nothing can happen to us that God doesn't allow. And so whatever that is, and for right now, it might be that you're out of toilet paper, and that's a hardship. But, you know, there's people in a lot worse conditions. You know, there are homeless children. This is the one that breaks my heart, Natalie. There are homeless children, not just in New York and L.A. and, you know, San Francisco, not just in the big cities, Baltimore, but in smaller towns, mid-sized towns. Homeless children and low-income children who go to school to eat every day. They get fed every day at school.
Right, exactly.
With the school lunch program, yeah. School breakfast program. And now they're not able to eat because their parents can't afford to feed them. Now, let that percolate in your heart and brain for a minute and then complain about no toilet paper. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there
exactly.
are people
yeah,
way
I agree.
Worse
I hear
off than us.
Way worse off.
So just pray for those people. I mean, this to me is a time where we get to go deeper with God for ourselves, first of all, because most of us are so busy and so ADD and all of that stuff that we say we're going to pray, we say we're going to read the Bible, and it gets pushed off. And, you know, we get busy and distracted. And, you know, I know you in the world that you live in where it's, you know, the real estate
yeah.
world where there's just the to-do list that comes screaming at us every day the moment we wake up. There's that, oh, I got to do this, I got to do that. And I think C.S. Lewis said that, you know, that when we wake up in the morning, these thoughts and the to-do list and the worries and the this and the that come roaring at us like wild animals. And really our first task of the day is to deflect those, get them so
right.
that they don't dominate us and they don't get us on that roller coaster of, what is it called, tyranny of the urgent, you know? And I think, you know, that happens to me because I do production for a national radio network
right.
and then I do an afternoon show as well. And often I have an afternoon show that I love to do and it takes, you know, a couple hours to prepare for and then another couple hours to record. So that's 4 hours out of my day. And then when I get a bunch of other assignments like, you know, promos, commercials, hey, I need you to do this, edit this audio, would you voice this, and I'll get this kind of list my boss sends me in an email, and I'm like, and I can just feel the stress rising with each email, you know, and today was a morning where I got, I don't know, 6 or 8 emails, because, you know, within the space of a half an hour of things I needed to do ASAP, everything's ASAP, you know, as soon as possible, and I'm like, huh. And so I just know at that point that I need to just stop, breathe deep, and ask the Lord to center me, ask the Lord to just bring his peace. And he does. God wants to do that for us if we reach out to him.
Oh, he's amazing.
Often.
We don't.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you for coming on today, and because I know your schedule's crazy, and you have a big – what's going on in a couple of days? Because there's something – you're doing, it's huge,
yeah.
right?
Well,
you guys are...
Thursday, there's a nationwide radio thing. It's called Day of Hope, and it's basically hundreds and hundreds of radio stations nationwide joining together. And there, every hour of every day, there's a prayer emphasis. So 1 hour it's the homeless, 1 hour it's children, 1 hour it's, you know, first responders, police, 1 hour it's doctors, 1 hour it's those who are sick. And it's
great. I didn't know what it was until because you were just talking. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
We can promote that. Okay.
Yeah, it's a prayer emphasis, and basically, excuse me, stations nationwide. Got something caught in my throat. Hang on a sec.
I want you to drink hot water. That's what they say,
okay.
Hot water with lemon.
Water,
not
water.
Cold water, hot water with lemon. We're gonna prepare.
Talking
get
all
you ready. Go ahead.
I'm better. Mm. Cold coffee works. There you go. It's just a movement or an incentive thing that we're doing, initiative where all these radio stations are basically praying on certain topics every hour of every day and inviting
everybody to do it,
listeners to pray with us. Yeah. So anyway, a lot of production
wow.
along those lines, a lot of, you know, sweepers and things. And And I'm getting, you know, hundreds of pastors from all over the country sending me audio of them praying. and I've got to kind of edit those down and find out, you know, get them to a certain length and get them on the air. So a lot of work involved, and it was kind of short notice. So I guess all that to say, this morning I kind of got one of those mornings where you can see the
screen.
To-do list piling up, and you start to feel very stressed. And I'm just learning to just sit back, relax, and say, Jesus, you know, unto you I commit this day. I'll do what I can do. I need you to do the heavy lifting, and then do it, and then let him, and then, you know, and it's physiological. So that's what I love about our bodies and our minds and our spirits, is it's all intertwined. And so literally when people say take a deep breath, they know that helps you relax. That helps you kind of,
right.
Okay, I'm going to relax. I'm going to just let God in. And, you know, and that's kind of my day. And I think to circle all the way back to what started this rampage I was on is that I think more and more of us now, because of the sheltering in place, have time on our hands, more time on our hands. And now some of the excuses are gone. You know, it's like, okay, I really can read the Bible for a while. I could do it for a half hour and not really, you know, not be stressed. Or I could,
right.
You know, I could pray. Or, you know, and for praying, a lot of people go, that praying thing's weird. I don't know. You know, I never hear anything back. And, you know, but honestly, when you just sit, you know, the word says to be still and know that I am God. And, mm-hmm. and I know it's hard because, again, all those things come rushing at us. But if to the degree we can learn to just sit and be still, and often I find, you know, reading through the Bible, the Word, Psalms, you know, relax me. Obviously, Psalm 23, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you know, fear no evil.
Yeah.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And some of the verses talk about, are translated, the Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing.
Think about it right now. Like I always, when I get up, I make the time to pray and I meditate and I talk, because I've had such a crazy schedule and it does center me for the day. I pray throughout the day. It's just been so many people are freaking out and the news isn't helping because it's so much stuff that's going on that predicting that stuff that's not happening yet. You know, it's like, you know how when people worry and worry and they're worrying about stuff that hasn't happened yet? Well, the news is telling us all this stuff is going to happen that hasn't happened yet, right? And I think it's unfair because people start getting very, they freak out and pandemonium kicks in. But the stillness of what we've got to go through, Kevin, a loan officer on Oahu that's with Fairway Mortgage was in their national, said that they were called. A bunch of them were called into a meeting last Friday morning. The rates went from 3.5 to 5, but now they're coming back down again. And jumbo loans were almost like they're not happening. You know, like certain things were just frozen. And he had said he had a bunch of refis and some new loans, and they all were. I mean, they were like 17, I think, and two other ones. They're all going to go away, right? And it was so people are freaking out. Like what you said, when you get stressed, well, like. So they called them to a meeting, and they said, before they started talking, they said, we want you to deep breathe, take a walk outside first, come back, deep breathe, then we're going to start at such and such, you know, and because people were hyperventilating, as one could and can, when all of a sudden you're thinking, oh, my gosh, how am I going to pay for all this? What am I doing, you know, and this is what's been going on all over, right, all over. But then when we get down to the basics and realize we need the roof over our head, we need food, we need love. We need compassion.
Yeah.
I mean, when you get down to it, do we need all that extra stuff, right? And I think that's a lot of people are realizing that now. People that maybe aren't even of faith, you know, are starting to say, "Wait a minute, what's going on here? This is, you know," and starting to look at God and look at faith and those of us that do believe, we're going, "Whoa, okay, wait a minute here. This is not an accident." I lean on some of the politics stuff and the powers to be bigger than the governments that I think things are going. I think there is evil. I think there's power hungry stuff. I think things are going on that aren't good. But then we really do have this illness. And tell me, you were talking a little bit before we started of what you think is really happening with
You know, it's,
God
it's all of that. It's all of what you just said, you know. I mean, I start, you know, I immediately go to, man, did China do this on purpose? Right? Just stuff like that. So on a global level and an evil level, you start to wonder what all is going on, and none of us really know. Monica and I were talking about the other day, and think about this for just a moment. I mean, you know, the whole story of Moses and the Bible and the plagues and on Egypt, right? The frogs and the insects and the, we know the story, and, you know, over 3 months period of time. In 3 months, think about the last 3 months, and I'm just go with me on this because I'm not saying God's judging us. So hear me.
Right.
I'm not saying, oh, God's judging the world. No. Actually, he's loving the world. He's John Piper, who's pretty much my favorite speaker these days. Just if you can Google his stuff, John Piper, you'll be blessed. But he said this is kind of God's thunderclap. It's like him kind of, hey, people, I'm still here. I'd prefer you worship me than sports. Pandemic, stadiums are closed. There's no sports. Think about the things in the last 3 months that have been taken away from us. And there are things, coincidentally, that Americans tend to worship. Sports, money, Hollywood. You can't go to a movie now. Musicians, right? Things that we tend to worship. Music, musicians, acting, Hollywood, money, sports, have been taken away. Theaters are closed. Civic centers are closed. Stadiums are closed. The economy is collapsed, and there's a real...
They just put off the... Oh, yeah, the World Olympics they just put off until 2021.
Yeah, and so,
I mean, everything,
so what John Piper says in his blog, John Piper in his blog says that that God uses sometimes things like this, sickness, if you will, and bad things because he loves us and he wants to remind us that all those things we think are number one aren't, and they're not leading us anywhere, you know, and worshiping him and leaning toward him. And you're right. You know, churches now, because churches have been effectively closed as well, you know, and so there's a lot of churches online. A friend of mine runs a little church here in Chico. It's about 50 folks. You know, it's just a tiny church. But I was on his on Sunday. I was on his you know, live stream. He had 180 people watching.
Are you kidding me?
Those are people who wouldn't go to church, but they're on because they're concerned. And here's a place where somebody's speaking hope. And so again, the upshot of it all is that I believe, and this is me, that God allows whatever he allows in our lives because he loves us so much. And sometimes, yeah, sometimes that's killing you. I mean, you know, if the cross of Christ taught us anything, it's that sometimes Jesus shows up after we're dead. In other words,
right.
We cling to life so much, and that's another idol. We all cling to this life, like, oh, I don't want to die, and the panic that's setting in. Oh, we need masks, you know, and all this stuff because we're unsure really of where we're going. Anyway, I don't want to get my preach on, and I only have a couple more minutes I can hang out. But that's kind of what I'm, my assessment of it all, and the political thing is there as well. I just see these.
Well, what? Tell me.
You know,
tell me what was. Yeah, it's very political, and it's gonna, you know. Yeah, some things people can do to survive the epidemic. I mean, we know right now the basic is if somebody doesn't have the money to go further, you know, there's people have a lot of overhead, people have a lot of bills. Many people were living paycheck to paycheck. The government's talking about, you know, giving some money. They started unemployment right away. But the main the main thing is the roof over the head, right? The utilities and the and food. Everything else, people can call their credit card companies, call the mortgage companies, call your landlords. We can't. It's very important to be proactive right now. If you're in a do or die situation, it's important because they put out notices that they can't. Mortgages are going to be delayed. There's no foreclosures for 60 days. They're talking about mortgage forbearance for 12 months. Rentals, many places that they cannot have evictions, and they're trying to help the landlords as well, so that you know they can get get through it. So it's, but it's very important to pick up the phone and do what you need to do. Don't just, you know, freak out, you know, start drinking, doing drugs, staying in bed. I mean, I'm just saying, a lot of people are so shocked, Randy. You know, they didn't know this was coming. And many, many good people. So
yeah.
What we're talking about here is not at all saying that we're being punished. It's a wake-up call, what this is. This is a very big wake-up call, you know. And what you're doing with family is fantastic. So Family Radio, tell the audience what Family Radio really does. I mean, I know all about Family Radio, but some people might not.
Well, it's a national network. It's been around 60 years. It was formerly a lot older, like audience, you know, elderly type, seniors and whatever, 50 plus maybe, people who like hymns as opposed to some of the contemporary music that's out there, more hymn-based. But it was kind of an old school religious presentation, and they've kind of rebooted in the last couple of years, and they hired myself and a couple other guys who have been in radio to kind of help them bring it into the new millennium, you know, bring it, freshen it up. Transition it to where it reaches more people, but not lose the precious, you know, older folks who still love the hymn. So it's been an interesting journey the last year and a half for me because, you know, I've been in regular kind of radio where, you know, it's kind of zany and crazy and funny and you goof around a lot. And here they really want more of a, each break they want you to really communicate something that has, you know, significance. So, you know, a story, you know, an example would be, I'll share a story that, that I found this morning. Like there's a website, and I'd recommend this website to any and everybody listening.
Okay.
It's called inspiremore.com, inspiremore.com, and it's just full of great stories of humans being kind to other humans, coming up with great ideas to help other humans, and
really,
so part of it
look
is,
that up.
Part of it is finding stories like that would encourage people. Here's a story about two girls, basically, who one of them works, you know, at a rest home and realizes that a lot of the elderly who live in rest homes are alone, live far away from grandkids. And for whatever reason, people are forgotten and out of sight, out of mind. And they decided to start a GoFundMe for this one gal, Nana, and it was FaceTime for Nana. Basically, the goal is to raise $300 for one iPad. And as of Friday, they have raised $3,000.
I love it.
And so
All
of a sudden, they're thinking, oh, you know what? There's a lot of ladies like Nana in these rest homes who could FaceTime with their grandkids and kids.
Excellent.
If they had an iPad. And so basically they're raising money and going around to rest homes in their community and seeing who wants an iPad and giving them to them, teaching them how to use
it. I love it.
So these are teenagers who are just
no,
kids.
I'm just thinking that because I have a mother who couldn't use one now, right, with dementia, but in Epica. But that's good. That's such a great idea.
Yeah.
That's
one of the things that I do, you know, is you share stories of people being creative and they're, you know, loving other people and being kind to one another. So that's Family Radio. They just moved their headquarters from Alameda by the Oakland airport. They moved it because of before the epidemic, it was just a financial decision. It was getting more and more difficult to hire quality people and that could afford to live in the Bay Area. It's just so expensive. So they've moved to Nashville, Tennessee, and
that's where the headquarters
is
now.
Okay.
Because I know you had been at a convention. I was out. Yeah, and I didn't realize that's where headquarters is now. I thought you were, because Nashville's becoming the big place for a lot of people are moving there, and a lot of shows and a lot of conventions. I was at one in end of January, and then I was there again in December. But yeah, you said that. I didn't realize that's where headquarters is now. That's great. That's a huge switch from the West Coast, yeah, financially too.
Yeah, and they're listener supported, so twice a year they do the, you know, 3-day fundraiser on air, and we were back there. Monica and I both were back there. My wife and I were on air doing doing the fundraiser, kind of taking the lead and raising money.
Oh, tell Monica I said hi. I love Monica. She's great.
Yeah.
Well, do people go to familyradio.com or .org?
.org.
.org, yeah. Okay.
Familyradio.org is the website, and you can see there. There's a whole lot of, if you love the hymns, but maybe not some of the old renditions of the hymns, we play a lot of the new upbeat modern renditions of hymns. So Chris Tomlin and some of the artists who are you know, newer and more modern, then there's kind of a resurgence among millennials even who
really
are rediscovering the hymns. Yeah, and there's some good stuff out there. So, and then just some worship music. We play other regular worship music like Hillsong and Elevation Worship and that kind of thing. So kind of a wide variety.
I know you got it. I love it. I know you've got to leave soon because I was just so thrilled to be able to get you on today. Because with your schedule and can we circle back just briefly around to the when you were talking about the plagues, right? Because you and I, we know the Bible.
Yeah.
A lot of people may not know the Bible, and it's one of the best books you could ever read. Even if you know, and it's just so interesting. Revelations, a lot that's happening is in Revelations. But you talked about plagues, and we have had different plagues, and different times over the history that, you know, many people were wiped out. You think, you know, I hadn't looked at it that way with
not,
this. I was looking at it like,
Yeah, it's not a, I mean, it is literally a plague. I mean, it is a virus. And, you know, the fact that it has so quickly grown in the death toll and all that, it's one of those things where it's, you know, it's not God, again, it's not God judging. I mean, that's the thing that people have to get beyond. God loves us so much that he'll allow things. He's not evil. He doesn't do evil, but he allows the enemy who can't wait to have a little bit of opportunity. And there's an enemy. There's an evil, and I know that sounds fairy tale to a lot of people.
But it's true.
But there is evil in this world, and there's a person called Satan, and he's for real, and he hates you. And the Bible says he comes to kill, destroy, you know, lie, kill, and steal from you. And it is real. And so God allows for a time, you know, the enemy to do things that accomplish God's purposes. And so that's never can he do anything that God doesn't allow for his purposes. And that's the issue that I know people have a hard time wrapping their brain around.
Right.
But it's the truth. So this event, even though people are dying, way more people are going, maybe there is a spiritual thing. Maybe it's not just, you know, this dirt on this planet. Maybe there is a heaven and a hell. And so it's leading people back to him. And he's doing that because he loves us, not because he hates us.
Right.
That's my take, and I've got to run, but I thank you so
Randy,
much.
Randy, you are amazing. Thank you so much I love it. Well, you hear your voice in the beginning, right?
Yeah, I did.
I still keep you in on the intros and outros.
We can redo those.
But I love them though. I love it on there. But no, I know we should do some of that. Yeah, but it's really cool to hear. Because I get to hear you like every week.
I'd love to be back.
I'd love to.
Okay.
To Monica, I said hi, and I'm glad. Yeah, and I hope it goes well Thursday. We'll put that out there too as well, and keep praying and do what we can do too to push out for Family Radio, because what you guys are doing is just awesome, and all good stuff.
Well, what you do is awesome. So. What you do is awesome. So
thank
you. I love your heart for the world, and I love that, you know, you care deeply about people, and I. You know, I love that about you. So keep that going.
Thank you. That's definitely the grace of God. Let me tell you. You know what I mean? It's always the grace of God. So all right.
Can I leave you with a verse? Can I leave you with a verse?
Yes, sir.
Can I leave you with a verse?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yep. 2 Thessalonians 3:16. I know that's don't worry about that. It's in the Bible. May the Lord of peace himself grant you his peace at all times in every situation. May the Lord of peace himself grant you his peace. His peace at all times.
Yes, I love
in
it.
Every situation.
So oh, thank you. Amen. Okay. Amen.
All right. Aloha.
Thank you. Talk to you soon. Aloha. Sure. But to everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.
Okay.
Hello?